entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated landscaping business here in Lincoln. For information, call 402-435-TREE or check the Friesen, that is FRIESEN, landscaping website at www.friesenlandscaping.com.
Listen to 95.7 FM and find out more about KNNA, The Cross, by visiting www.thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
The Green Leaf Tea Company is a locally owned loose leaf tea store providing Lincoln with a store fully devoted to loose leaf tea and herbal infusions. Green Leaf Tea Company is located at 27th and Pine Lake, just behind Da Vinci's on the south side. Phone 402-786-8327. That's 402-786-8327. Or webpage all in one word, thegreenleafteacompany.com.
Is your radio on the fritz? Don't want to carry around the home computer to listen to us on the internet? Well, then try our new app. Visit the App Store for either your Android or Apple device and download the KNNA app.
5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Put down the phone. Don't text and drive.
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska. CGS Music provides musical instrument sales, rentals, and repairs of both string and band instruments. Visit cgsmusic.net. Again, that's cgsmusic.net, or call 402-328-0677. That's 402-328-0677.
Before we begin off on a tangent, KNNA wishes to thank the listening audience for participating in this clinical trial. This innovative research combines the latest scientific knowledge of infectious diseases with this radio program consisting of objectively brain-dead millennials in denial with intelligence so low the IQ people don't even give you a number for it. Although this research is ethically questionable, your dedication to listening to these fools week after week has been phenomenal. We've actually secured federal research grants to support this program for the next 37 years. Happy Jack over in the big band studio was furious, but really, what has he done for the world health crisis lately? Without your participation and support, we might never have achieved these important steps toward ending Adam's leprosy, Eric's rabies, and David's aphasia. Unfortunately, there will never be a cure for Captain Kirk's smirky pompadour, but come on, we can't be heroes all the time. So thanks for your support, and keep listening while we slowly and carefully brainwash you in only the best, most science-y way. Off on a Tangent is next.
This is Off on a Tangent, Saturday, July 15th. First up, The Bravery, Unconditional.
Oh.
Bravery, Unconditional, off on a tangent. Thank you for joining us this Saturday evening. My name's Adam. Joining me tonight, Eric.
Hello.
Captain, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
David? David?
Bueller? Bueller?
He's not
Bueller.
Here.
Bueller?
No, nothing from him.
Bueller?
Uh-huh.
No. And Ben, millennial.
Ben?
Ben? No? No.
Bueller?
Nope.
Bueller?
No. Okay.
Where are these guys?
Huh. Bueller.
So it's just the three of us tonight, which is fine.
Bueller.
I had been counting on David. Whoa.
Can you hear yourself
this
now?
This sounds much better now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can hear you too.
We've been having issues with our microphones.
For weeks.
Well, no, not...
It's been like a personal issue with me.
I shouldn't say...
I've been ranting about this for...
I shouldn't say microphones. We've been having issues with sound.
Yeah.
Microphones are fine.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I interrupted whoever was talking.
None of us were. We were waiting for...
It wasn't important.
I was saying that I could count on David to show up. He would be very much at the last minute and everything, but he was always here unless he told us he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And today he has broken that trust.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have. Yeah. He probably fell asleep in his pajama pants.
Which is very probably. Hot, by the way. Temperature hot.
Yeah.
Temperature hot.
Nice clarification. That's good.
Good save, Adam.
Yeah. I gotta
welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I got to be honest. I am not a big fan of summer like this. I just don't like hot and humid. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have it cool, maybe warm and dry. I'm more of a winter guy. So
a little breeze every now and then would be nice.
Yes. It's just feels like you're under a dome of hot, moist air.
Yeah,
say moist
right.
Again.
Moist. I think that's one of the words that people are most disgusted with.
Yes.
Is it?
I think that's one of them.
Mm. And yeah. I did see like a Facebook video that had just celebrities saying that word.
Over and over
moist.
Again.
Yeah,
moist.
It was just moist.
I would love to see that video.
I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Yeah, you know, if it wasn't so darn humid, it actually would be decent.
Right.
I won't say nice, because 90 degrees and higher is still hot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what a dry heat is. I've never, you know.
You've never experienced that?
I've been in Nebraska all my life. So
not even like on vacation, you've gone somewhere?
Our vacation usually consisted of Dallas. So I've never, maybe, probably not.
Well, I was in Nevada for a couple of years. Yeah. I can tell you there's a difference between a dry heat and a humid heat. You know,
oh, yeah.
It could be 115 degrees in Nevada, and it will feel like 90 degrees here in Nebraska just because of the humidity.
Really?
Just really adds to it. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The dryness can get too much, though, too. Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid in California, and supposedly we were going through a record-breaking drought at that time. Mm-hmm. It seems like California is just perpetually in a drought, or mudslides are downing mansions down in L.A. So,
moral of the story is don't build on a hill.
Right.
Or California in general.
Or live in California in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember just lying on the floor in front of the front door. Mm-hmm. With the doors open and everything, just hoping, praying for a breeze.
Yeah.
So that was kind of brutal. Mm-hmm.
But you guys didn't have air conditioning?
Well, you know.
Oh.
My parents believed in saving the money.
Mm.
And we can get through this. And probably could. I mean, I was just a kid with, you know, this was the hottest weather I'd ever seen in my life. So I don't know if it was actually unbearably hot, but it certainly felt like it.
Right. Well, you know, I grew up in San Diego for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we never had AC in the house.
Yeah,
because you don't need it.
You don't need it. Yeah. There were days to us it was blazing hot.
Was that when it was 75 degrees?
It was
80.
It was 76. Come on.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean it's a very consistent 75, 80 to 85 degrees. I mean it's gorgeous. But you know, as a kid, that just seems terribly hot.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I got used to living with the windows open at night, and you know, and like I said, if I was too hot, I'd just go to my friend's house.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, because they would turn on their AC.
Yeah, because they have AC, and it was a lot cooler in there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, I can't imagine life without air conditioning.
Oh, here?
I think about it. I think about like how like my mom grew up and my grandparents grew up. I think about that kind of stuff. Right. Like, how did they survive? In a house that had no air conditioning like
this? What about
this?
The pioneers too?
And all that, yeah.
It floors
air conditioning is like you know, a, you know, past 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and then there's thousands of years before there's no air conditioning. We are just a bunch of wimps in this. Yeah. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Well, and Jim, you talk about the pioneers. I mean, the when you go to like those living history things,
yeah,
and when you know they're dressed up in period costumes. Uh-huh. Apparently, mm-hmm. back then they dressed exclusively in burlap sacks, which are which are not, you know, they don't provide much ventilation.
Very itchy.
Not
too.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Really horrible ideas for clothing. So. That was a bad idea at first. But
I remember seeing
that's
pictures
make it a lot
like
hotter.
I used to play for the Seward band, the municipal band.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of them when they first started, which is probably in the 20s, I think.
Everyone wearing suits?
Oh, they're wearing not even suits, but the whole band uniform.
Oh.
Like the whole jacket, the what is that?
Cummerbund.
Cummerbund, you know.
Oh.
I mean, that
I hate cummerbunds.
To, oh.
That made me so hot when I had to wear those for band.
And this is like in the 30s when if you ever watched the news and the Almanac, like when all the record temperatures was, in the 30s.
You dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, you kind of talked about this on When Music Was Music last
I have.
Night.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about that. I don't know if that was on the radio or off air.
Probably was,
but
yeah.
We did talk about it.
It just floors me, like, how much of a pansy we are these days. Because
yeah.
I'm like, you know, couldn't they figure out, like, oh, you can put on a short sleeve shirt. You can kind of make your pants like cut above the knee. I mean, why didn't I think of this?
But that's also another point that I think is really interesting. That hang on, I have to burp. And it wasn't going to be a good one. That's why I didn't broadcast it.
Oh, come on.
To the loving audience.
You stopped the show for that?
Yeah, sorry. It was like a coffee, just little burble kind of thing. Like there was nothing. Yeah, it would be embarrassing to broadcast.
It's kind of like my kind of burp.
Yeah, yeah.
For people that know me out there, they know that I don't burp.
You can't.
I can't burp.
Yeah.
It's like a little gurgle like you did.
Yeah.
And that's about the best I could.
It's kind of horrifying.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, you were saying.
I was going to keep on going with my little tangent there. We haven't gone.
I don't
want to
talk about
for a
burps.
While. I wasn't going to talk about burps. I got to go on the other end. But anyway.
Okay.
As we hear him take a sip.
Right.
Oh, Adam.
I'm all smiles.
What were you saying, Eric? I don't even know what you were saying.
What was I saying? Oh, wearing suits. Adam, go back on vacation.
I haven't even talked about it yet.
Yes, well, wearing suits.
You in suits.
Yeah, no. It was the normal thing to wear. I mean,
right.
Now everybody wears t-shirt and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
But in a previous time, I think during the 30s,
right.
And before and a little mm-hmm. bit after that, it was the normal thing to wear.
You dress for the
out
occasion.
And about.
Yeah.
Yes. Not even that, but the occasion for a suit was much less than it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, coming up, the newest from Coldplay. This is Aliens.
Still support you.
Aliens by Coldplay and Off on a Tangent. Man, I really enjoyed that ending.
Why is it called Aliens? Like, even I'm looking at the title.
Yeah, it's
all caps.
All caps and spaced. So yeah. It must stand for something. I don't know, but I didn't really research it.
No, okay.
But
just thought I'd ask.
It's called Aliens, and I really enjoyed that song.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I like the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so
peaceful.
Yeah.
So Adam, a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned on the radio that you were
dying.
Yeah, that you were dying,
and you're still here.
I'm still here.
You came back.
You seem a little disappointed.
No, just
no.
So you weren't feeling well, so you decided to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
What'd you find out?
Nothing much, actually.
Well, great story. Okay, yeah. Moving on.
No,
she aligned your chakras first. Right?
What?
She aligned your chakras?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
no, go ahead.
So I had to call them and see if they have anything for me. And at the time she said, we noticed, yeah, you're ANA positive, which is big words. ANA are big words.
Those are three letters.
Three letters.
It's okay. An acronym.
Three letters. The acronym is for it's an acronym for large words. So something.
See, that's our yeah. English language anyways is acronyms. So yeah. I mean, now it's okay to say that this acronym is too big of a word to say. But, so
anyway, from what I understanding, I'm susceptible to an autoimmune disease or deficiencies or like arthritis or whatever. So.
You don't have anything yet, but you are susceptible.
I guess. Yeah. I guess that's what that means. But also my inflammation levels, my CRP levels was elevated.
Inflammation of what?
Just my joints.
Your joints.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's, you mentioned that last
Every
time.
Every joint was hurting bad. I mean, it was just really sore and stiff. Just, So the inflammation level was elevated. A normal is a 5 and mine was a 22. Which is seems like
high.
that's a high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, which is no surprise there. The blood work also revealed that I had some kind of an antibody kind of activity resulting in some kind of a tick bite or a bug bite kind of infection. I don't know which one it was, but
probably not a tick, cuz the tick you would have known about.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was careful with ticks because I go geocaching, which is an outdoor activity and something I really enjoy. A lot of times I'm going into these grasslands and fields and parks, you know, there's just grass that's about as tall as me, just wild grass. And so, you know, that's where ticks and, you know, other bugs live. So so it's probably, I always check myself for ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a fun adventure when I check myself for ticks.
That's true for anybody.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they made a country song about it.
Yeah, and that was... That was who sang that one?
I think that was
Paisley,
Brad Paisley.
Yeah,
I think so.
Figures he'd enjoy checking himself for ticks.
No, this song checking
somebody else.
Somebody else.
Oh,
yeah.
Figures even
right.
So. The phrase is I'd like to check you for ticks.
Okay,
not you. No,
yeah,
or you, Jim. I wouldn't do that.
For anybody who's listening, I'm fairly certain that doesn't work. I'm just gonna put that out there.
So
Brad
anyway.
Paisley is the only guy that can say that.
So anyway, it had been some kind of a bug bite that it was probably said that I had. So
yeah,
but
so are you still taking the medication they gave you for that?
I'm done. I took through. I went through the prescription. So.
So how do you feel then?
Well, I'm okay today. I'm fine.
Today's a good day.
Today's a good day. It's getting quite warm, but it's a good day.
It's getting warm in the studio, too. Yeah. I'm going to turn the AC on again.
Yeah, so but anyway.
Blurg.
However, during my vacation, and this will probably take me a little more than a segment to explain here, so.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So.
All right, get your beer, everybody.
Yep, hang
Sit
on.
Sit down.
Seriously?
It's Adam time.
I have no beer. Where is my beer?
Okay,
Adam?
grab your pillow or just something. <my pillow. laughs>
Yep.
Lay down. Here we go.
The knob's right there. You can turn it any moment. No one's stopping you. Anyway, so I go on vacation, and the first day I go back to my hometown, Hastings, and had lunch with my dad and my brother, and I was wearing shorts and flip-flops, okay? So I was about ready to go eat, and my dad goes, are you wearing that? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm going out to eat. Like, well, we're going to go out in the field. Okay, well, I brought jeans and
You're going to go out to eat in the field?
Well, after lunch.
So you can just take corn right
off the cob. Yeah. The same joke. We didn't organize that.
So we go to...
That's the one corn joke we know. We're out of them after this. All right, go ahead.
So, go out to eat.
This is why it's going to take more than a segment.
Yeah. So, this is what we used to do. This is the good old days. So, we go out to eat. And
in the cornfield.
No, we Chinese. It was a requirement that I have the
your
hometown.
Dad grows Chinese food. It's amazing.
You know they do make those little corn ears in Chinese food.
Yeah, I hate those.
Are you a fan of those, Jim?
Not a huge fan, but I don't mind eating them.
Yeah, I don't like them either. They just don't taste like they're
weird.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah. They don't really taste like corn. It's just I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So about Chinese and. After I've asked my dad, like, so what do we do? What do we need to go out in the field for? We need to just check irrigation because it's irrigation season. And he goes, well, we need to. Last week we had a pivot get stuck. Now, before I go on, does anyone know what a pivot is?
Oh, yeah.
You know what a pivot is?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. City guys.
I may be from California, but I have lived here for numerous years.
Yeah, I was just making sure.
I've been here a total of about 12 years now. So all right.
For anybody not in Nebraska, if you live here longer than one season and look up ever, then you know what a pivot is.
Yeah. Yeah. My ex, she was from Omaha. She had no idea what that was. She actually
was. Was she playing Pokemon Go the entire time or what?
It didn't exist back then, but. Yeah.
Silence. Yeah. Awkward silence.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's great.
It was only, I don't know, 4 years ago, but she had no idea what they were. And she asked me, so at the end of the season, do you put those away? Those are like a quarter mile long structures.
Like, yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, they're long.
Absolutely huge. Yeah. Well, not just long either. They are tall.
They're tall. Yeah.
And you don't realize that until you actually see someone like climbing on it to fix something.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So, but she asked if we put them away.
Well, you know, okay.
I had a good chuckle.
When I first got to Nebraska, I knew nothing about Heartland.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Like, I went from Nevada straight to here, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
So, you got all these tractors going by, right? And I'm like, I'm trying to explain to my friend in San Diego at the time what I'm looking at. And I'm like, it's not a tractor, it's like, I think it's a concubine. I was like, no, that's not right. Not concubine. Combine?
Combine.
Combine. I felt like an idiot after realizing what I said.
I wish I was there to hear that. That would have been a lot of fun. Concubine. So.
This huge concubine just rolling down the road. Only in Nebraska.
Oh, okay. Adam, so the
back
pivot
to your
was
story.
Stuck.
Yeah. So
you go to Chinese food?
Yeah, we did have good Chinese. This is a requirement when I go back to Hastings. I have Hunan's Chinese. It's always the best. It's what I grew up with, so. But after lunch, we go out to the field, and I asked that, all right, what are we doing? He goes, well, I got 300 bags of lava rock we got to go and put in the tracks where the pivot got stuck. 300 bags of lava rock.
That's a lot. Why didn't he just go buy it in bulk, like a truckload?
Well, we have to, you know, it's in the field, so we have to, like, take it one by one into the field with minimal damage to their corn.
So you can't actually drive a truck out there.
No, you can though, but I mean you'll damage corn. Especially with the prices these days.
Okay, well, how did you guys get out there?
We had it in a trailer and we backed it into a John Deere Gator. You know, those little utility vehicles.
Yeah, was it six wheel or four?
It's a four wheel.
Four wheel.
Yeah, doesn't go fast. And they had to go out. They had people out there to fix the. He put new pivot tires on, so he had people out there to replace the tires with equipment, like a crane kind of thing. Luckily, it wasn't like in the middle of the field; it's kind of on the edge. But we had to go out there and load up all these bags of rock and go out probably about 100 feet in, and we had to go one by one putting these bags of rock in the tracks.
Oh my goodness.
I'll continue the story after our little break. So.
Yeah, so you guys out there in Radioland, you can get a hold of us here at Off on a Tangent.
Off on a Tangent Radio at gmail.com or follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Sorry.
Yeah, facebook.com/Off on a Tangent.
and whatever the Twitter is.
Yeah, that's David's responsibility.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything with it anyway.
David has come back from the dead, apparently.
He has. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah,
we'll have the report after this.
Woohoo!
What do we got here, Adam?
This is Pumarosa with Dragonfly.
And you guys are listening to KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Human, or are we dancer? My sign.
I'm not human.
That looked like a very personal maneuver you just executed.
It was.
Again.
I can't help it.
I'm glad you're on the other side of the table. I can't see what's really happening over there.
You're seeing everything.
No, not everything. I'm very thankful
did.
For that.
That was The Killers with Human on Off on a Tangent. Thank you for joining us. I was in the middle of a story, but I was doing some, how do I put this, some rearranging of some things. So.
Okay, then.
He's very particular about where his things are.
We'll just keep it with that. Yes.
Your story. So you left off with you were dumping 300 bags worth of lava rock.
Yeah. So what we did is, so my dad's pivot got stuck. And one first thing he did is got new tires because the tires are actually small for a pivot. They're actually huge, but for the pivot, they're small. And so then he said, I got 300 bags of lava rock, which are probably about 40 to 60 pounds each bag. And we had to go.
Lava rock is light, but it's also not cheap either.
Oh,
so
I don't know.
So my question is why lava rock? Why not gravel?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because lava rock gets crushed and becomes a powder.
Mm. Well.
I know that from experience.
Ah.
So,
well, you can ask my dad.
So I'm curious, why not like pea gravel or just limestone gravel, like screening?
You know, Jim, that's his operation, not mine. So I was just along for the ride.
Okay.
But
maybe he should hire you to be his rock specialist.
Yeah.
But anyway, we take all these bags of rock into the field. And these pivot tracks are about maybe 2 feet deep. I mean, it goes down. These tracks do.
2 feet deep actually sounds pretty small compared to tracks that I've seen.
It can be. I remember we had a pivot got stuck, and the pivot didn't. It's supposed to shut off. It gets stuck.
Right.
Well, this thing just kept digging and digging and digging, and it was probably a good 4 to 5 feet down how much that pivot dug in.
Yeah.
But this one shut off, and we got it unstuck. I don't know how they do it. They have ways. But we had to go through. You're laughing.
They have a way.
Yes, they do.
They have ways.
I don't know what those ways are, but my brother, my dad, and I, we go through when we're
secret society. You can't watch this part, I'm sorry. The things we do to these pivots is just horrible. They're not for young eyes.
So this must have been the censored version then.
Yeah. But anyway, we go down there, and there's
a little black box over there. Sorry, we can't show this.
I tell you, we were there and trying to throw these bags of rock. I mean, these tracks have water, stagnant, stinky, smells like just
mosquitoes.
Yeah, and it just smells like bad breath. It just was terrible. So we had to do that. And then when they replaced the pivot tires, they just left them there. So I had to roll these around. Roll them to the gator to put them on. My brother and I lift them up, and those things are probably 300, 400 pounds, somewhere in that area.
Wow.
And
So you just hulked out then, right?
Yeah.
And just picked it up with one hand.
Well, I felt like it because that's why I was going back to the beginning of the story, is he asked me how I was doing. Like last week, I wasn't feeling well at all. I was really sore. But I was thinking, I don't know if it's related to an illness or is this just because my dad just kicked my butt with those tires. So, and I was thinking it's just because I was sore from the strain of of the work.
Right.
Not to try to make me a wimp or anything, though. But
we call you that anyways.
Yeah, you do. So,
I mean, you called yourself a wimp earlier about the AC. So,
yeah.
You started it, so we get to finish it.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So. So that was that.
And that was your vacation.
That was the first day of my vacation.
And it went downhill from there.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, okay, good.
But but you go home to visit your farming family, and your farming dad will put you to work. This is how it is. And I have some level of expectation of that too going forward. I've always have. But dad never tells you anything before he's actually going to do it. So, like, usually when I go out to lunch with him, one time, I remember this, like, a couple years ago, first day of vacation, and we go out to lunch, and I rode with my dad, which I always do, And after lunch, he goes, all right, now. Every time he says those words, all right, now, I know it's going to be a long afternoon. Because he has stuff planned out, and I have no idea what's going on. One time I was at work, when I worked overnights at the store where I first started, I went home and then planned on going back home to Seward, take a nap before I go. And like I'll leave like right after lunch and then go back to Seward to sleep so I get ready for work. So I arrived with my dad, and he was like, all right, now I got to go to the bank. I'm like, all right, now got to go to, some office. And it's just like, I didn't get out of town after 4:30 that day. He was like, all right, now, all right, now, all right, now. It's just like, enough.
So is he remembering to do these things as he's going?
I have no idea, but this is what he's always done.
Nothing's ever written down. That's probably what it is then. He just takes it step by step.
Right.
And just remembers things as he goes.
Yeah, but he has to drag me with him because I rode with him to lunch.
He wants to spend time with you, Adam.
Yeah, but I don't
want to. Shut down.
Time, yeah.
Next time, just drive yourself to lunch.
I should learn that.
Yeah.
But I haven't learned that because a couple years ago we had to do the same thing. And Dad goes, all right, now after lunch, I need to go look for a new toilet.
I was just thinking of that story. Yeah.
Yes, I might have said
and
on
he
the
took
show
like
before.
3 or 4 hours to buy a toilet.
Yes. I don't think he bought one because they had what I called the screaming toilet problem in their bathroom because they flush it and it was a screaming noise.
Oh my gosh, what were they doing to that toilet?
I don't know, but here I am, like, all right, what do I do? So I'm walking around the store, you know, just trying to avoid, you know, that whole situation. And they're like, are you, can I help you with anything? I'm like, no, I'm 30 and here I am with my dad shopping. He's shopping for a toilet.
You know, the only worse thing than that is probably being the guy in the store trying to sell toilets.
That's his job, though. I'm sure he's okay with that.
Is he?
I don't know.
I mean, how would you feel about that being your job to sell toilets?
I don't know.
You, sir, would look great on this toilet.
Okay.
Try it out.
Yeah. Here. Okay. It's okay. It's all hooked up and everything.
So, this next song, strangely, it's called Dance With Me. After this conversation, Dance With Me by Cameron Avery.
Take my hand, 'cause I'll be your man. We'll never have to borrow. Steal a star. No, it's not that hard if you just dance with me. Walk.
Cameron Avery would dance with me and off on a tangent. We're kind of having, yeah.
You think he ever did his dancing at a toilet store?
It was actually really nice as a showcase kind of a store, so there probably could have been.
Oh, it was really nice toilet store.
Oh, absolutely.
Not like those dark, this wasn't, grimy, this back wasn't, alley toilet stores.
It wasn't a van. It wasn't a.
Hey, you want to come black, see my toilets?
A black market commode.
Hey, that label's not real.
Which, actually, Seinfeld made an episode. It wasn't about toilets, but it was about the shower. The showers, because in the 90s, they went to a low-flow shower is the law. And they had to replace them, and they were complaining that the shower pressure is just way too low, and everyone had this flat hair, they couldn't get all shampoo out, and Kramer and Newman go out to this black market Yugoslavian shower salesman. They're in a windowless van in an alley. They're like, all right. Are we clear? All right. So it's what you got. The Commando nice. 2000. That's for elephants. You can't have that. That's what we want. We want power. So. Ah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah.
It's time for.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather? So, okay.
Would you rather go shopping for a toilet or a shower?
Wait. Would you rather go shopping for a toilet or go shower?
Or for a shower.
Oh, for a shower.
Yes. And this also includes tryouts. So you have to try out the product.
Like, how far are we talking about trying out here?
Real life.
In the store?
Yeah. Which one would you rather do? In a store.
So if you actually had to use that you think about getting.
Yeah, you're going for like a test drive.
So would you rather relieve yourself in public?
Right.
Or
take a shower.
Or expose yourself in public?
Sure. I don't know if this is radio appropriate, by the way. If it's not, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, either way, you're getting a citation for, and probably you have to register on the sex offender registry, no matter what is going to happen.
I don't really know how to respond to this one.
Yeah, me
either. That was just so. I just came up with that, and now I feel like a creep.
This is why we leave it to Captain Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
All right.
Okay. So we're gonna go back in time a little bit. Pretend that you are in high school. You ready for this?
Yeah.
On senior prom, or sorry, would you rather on senior prom night have to take your parent or your 12-year-old sibling?
Eric was homeschooled, so the first one's probably valid.
No, my answer is I wouldn't go. All of that kind of stuff just is obnoxious.
Yes, I agree. I never went to mine either. But if you had to go, okay, would you rather take your parent or a 12-year-old sibling?
The 12-year-old.
Yes.
Because then you could do some really messed up stuff and just mess with people.
Yeah. And the parent would do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Just mess you up.
And you would be humiliated by your parents at the high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
it
I think...
It would be humiliating. My parents really... I don't think they'd really do anything, and they wouldn't make me do anything.
Yeah.
But...
Well, no. I'm not saying that they would do anything, but just being that high school teenager... Your parents are with all of your friends. It's humiliating in of itself, and that's just the irrational thinking of a teenager, you know. But I'm not saying your parents are terrible people or would actually humiliate.
Right,
Jim.
Just you.
My
and your
mother
mindset.
Is listening. She is.
So is mine.
It's different though. It's not like your friends.
Hi, mom.
Mom. It's your mom. You know, if you had a friend that went
your
with your
mom,
you know, it's different.
Why are you bringing your friend's mom into this? That's kind of weird. Did you have a hot friend's mom? Or a friend's hot mom?
Stacy's mom.
Is that right? Yeah.
All right.
He's speechless.
I was going a different way because it's different going with your mom, with your parent, you
it's
know?
It's different with my mom.
I'm in a battle I cannot win here.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this.
I'm trying.
Okay, so next question. we'll save Adam with the next question.
Yeah, sounds good.
There's no saving me at this point.
We'll blame it on the heat. I know I've been like that all week. I just... Oh,
you've been in heat all week?
I've been in heat all week.
That's rough, man.
I have been in the heat all week.
Yeah.
Working outside. Ugh. Okay. Would you rather have eyeballs the size of golf balls or teeth the size of computer keys?
Thanks to Snapchat, we can find out.
That's so gross.
Yeah, the vomiting rainbow is disgusting.
All of them are just really gross.
Why is it such a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, you can make eyeballs the size of golf balls. I mean,
it's really isn't it gross?
Yeah, and that's a fad on Facebook.
Yeah,
where they post videos and they make videos. You know, they film themselves with this weird filter that makes their face look terrible.
Yeah,
for lack of a better term.
Well, the large eyes is probably in relation to, say, anime.
Ugh.
Because they draw those characters with oversized eyes.
To the question, I would prefer the larger eyes to the larger teeth, because I've seen some people with the big teeth.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's unfortunate.
Yeah,
it doesn't work out so well.
Yeah. Yeah, now, do you guys think that having larger eyes would also allow you to see better, say, like, nighttime? Or same vision? I don't know.
I don't have any issue seeing at night, so...
That'd be fine. That'd be just some additional... I mean, you're not getting any kind of superpower out of giant teeth.
Right.
You'd be able to...
Eat corn better, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the corn.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Yeah. Would you rather be forced to share your bedroom with an elk or to share your bathroom with a man with strange skin problems? This is the one off the air I told you was really weird.
I think the elk sounds interesting.
So would you rather be forced to share your bedroom with an elk or to share your bathroom with a man with strange skin problems?
It's the skin problems that kind of makes the decision for you, doesn't it?
What's the skin problems? I mean, is it leprosy?
Strange. Skin problems. Oh. Maybe he's actually
like... Or you
have
a perfectly healthy elk, and maybe you can train him to be like a watchdog.
Yeah, but
the elk can run out and maul people for you. I mean, that's all. You're not gonna. I mean, I guess you could train the guy to go scare people with his scary skin.
I think more people die from elk attacks than bear attacks, or is it moose, or moose and elk the same thing?
No, they're not.
They're not the same thing.
Ugh.
Really? Really? An elk and moose? You thought it was the same thing?
They're similar.
No.
No.
Oh. No.
All right.
Haven't you ever seen Rocky and Bullwinkle?
The moose has bowls, the antlers, form. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more solid, and elk are just really large deer.
Oh, okay. Well,
I like really large deer. Somebody's going to get mad at me for saying that about elk, but...
As long as the guy's not in the bathroom, I'll take the guy.
You're sharing a bathroom with him.
Well, yeah, if you're sharing a bedroom, then most likely you're sharing a bathroom.
Well, but it says sharing a bedroom with an elk or sharing a bathroom with the guy with strange skin problems.
Oh, yeah, it does say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take the sharing the bathroom with the guy with strange skin problems.
Over the elk?
Yeah.
I think the
with a can of Lysol. Just to make sure spray things down.
I think you might need more than one can.
Yeah.
Really? I would have to go with the elk. Because seeing a weird, strange skin condition, I would always feel... crawly, dirty.
Yeah.
That strange skin problem could also pose to be very stinky.
Yeah.
For lack of better words.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
In my field of work, I've come across some strange people in the past 10 years. So.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'm not so really you want to share a bathroom with them?
I kind of have to anyway.
Well, but it's a public bathroom. It's not like the one next to your bed or something.
All right, let's move on. Okay.
All right, next question.
I'm drowning.
Would you rather make a comment that goes down in history as one of the stupidest things ever said?
I do that every week, Jim.
Okay, there goes that question. We're done. Next question.
Or
have the national media report scandalous allegations against you that are not true.
Oh, that would be way more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what you could do with that. You could egg them on. You could just continue to egg them on until people start realizing that everything that they're accusing you of is false.
Yeah.
It's kind of like listening to CNN.
You write a book. You have a whole career out of it. Too. As long as you end your career at the right time and don't keep trying to drag it on like everybody on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. So I need. All right. I don't think that was my last question. Oh. But you know what? Wow. We're saved by the top of the hour.
Okay.
So you guys have been listening to Off on a Tangent with Adam, Captain Kirk, and Eric, and wherever David is. I don't know.
No. Yeah. You think we should keep going?
I think we're going to keep going. I think we're going to keep the show going. So we're going to try for an hour and a half.
Okay.
It's bonus time.
And if we can't do it, we're just going to cut the radio off and just go and leave you all hanging. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, we'll be right back.
You're listening to KNNA LP, FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Want to find out more about KNNA The Cross? Then check out the website at www.thecross957.org. Or you can email 95.7FM at info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org.
The Green Leaf Tea Company is a locally owned loose leaf tea store providing Lincoln with a store fully devoted to loose leaf tea and herbal infusions. Green Leaf Tea Company is located at 27th and Pine Lake, just behind Da Vinci's on the south side. Phone 402-786-8327. That's 402-786-8327. Or webpage all in one word, thegreenleafteacompany.com.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated landscaping business here in Lincoln. For information, call 402-435 TREE, or check the Friesen, that is FRIESEN, landscaping website at www.friesenlandscaping.com.
Since 1776, American involvement in military actions and wars have been almost more numerous than any cared to count. There have been hundreds of times our service people have been dispatched, and they went, and they served valiantly and always honorably. However, it proves practically again and again that freedom is never free. Freedom requires constant vigilance, devotion, determination, courage, sacrifice, even to the placing of one's life on the line to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and to ensure that our people and our way of life is preserved to ourselves and our children and our children's children. Sometimes one's life is the price. Men and women serving in the United States Marine Corps, the United States Navy, the United States Army, the United States Air Force, the United States Coast Guard have answered that call. Their selflessness, their devotion to duty, the pledging of their lives for America and her Constitution have served to preserve this nation throughout her history. They remain on watch so that you and I, everyday Americans, can build our homes and families in peace and attend school, go to our jobs, enjoy the blessings of liberty in our lives, and sleep in safety every night in our beds without fear. To you all who are now serving or who have served in the past, from all of us at KNNALP FM 95.7, we send you our deepest and sincerest thank you. You will never be forgotten.
Welcome back. This is Off on a Tangent, or a little bonus round. This is Kasabian, Bless This Acid House. Sabian, Bless This Acid House on Off on a Tangent.
Make sure you say that carefully.
I know. I had to.
Acid.
Acid. So, I don't know. So, we're kind of flying flying off our, just whatever that term is.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I can't even think.
So, welcome to our bonus segment of Off on a Tangent this
which
evening.
Already feels like a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish us luck.
This is the first time.
Yeah.
And we actually kind of decided this about 20 minutes ago.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The extended version.
Yep.
The director's cut.
Yeah. So. This is what happens when we turn the mics off and we're ready to go home. This is what happens.
Yeah. Well, after every show, we're always saying, you know, we always have more to talk about. We can just keep going. So here we go. Here we are.
Yeah, when we finally do it, here we are.
Yeah. So I have a couple news stories right here. I can just run through real quick. About airlines. As you might have heard, airlines are not doing well.
And if you remember back, I've always had an interest in aviation, so.
Oh, yeah. Your flight simulators.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever had, like, really terrible experiences flying? I mean, not on the flight simulator, but flying an airplane and just doesn't go well for whatever reason.
Yeah, there was. I remember we took a family trip to California, and flying back, we were going to fly to Denver, and our plane was delayed, and for whatever reason, we were stuck on the taxiway for about over an hour, just kind of hanging out there. And for whatever reason, it was a very bumpy flight going out of LA. And we're in the back of a big 757, and we had a lady behind us said that she's been a stewardess for 30 years and she's never felt turbulence like this.
That's always nice to hear.
It was very bumpy, and we're flying to Denver. We finally kind of get up to altitude past the turbulence, and the captain comes on and said that due to weather, Denver has completely shut down and all flights are being diverted. And I made the decision to turn around and go back to LA. So we're going back into this turbulence.
Oh, wow.
Man, it was scary. I mean, for pilots, this is probably nothing. And people always say, I bet you that plane dropped like 500 feet. Nah, that probably dropped like 10 inches at most. But it feels like.
Because
like
it's
a lot.
Sudden.
Yeah, it's sudden. It feels sudden, but it was probably absolutely nothing to the experienced pilot.
You know, LA, they have the Santa Ana winds.
Right.
And that's probably what that was.
It could have been.
Because they're
March.
Strong. They're strong some days.
Yeah. It was March, so I'm not sure what time of year those
came. Well, in California, it doesn't matter what month it is. It's always the same year round.
All right.
Yeah. But, and LA is down. I mean, it's in the LA basin. It's literally down in the ground. Mm-hmm. And so you got to get out of there.
Yeah. And you're flying when you approach LA from a certain runway, you're flying right over the ocean.
The mountains. Oh,
the ocean until you're actually right there on the ground. That's when you first see the land, is basically just feet before you land.
Yeah.
So
that's the way it is in San Francisco and I think Oakland too. It's all in the San Francisco Bay. And so the runway starts the water and then the runway.
Yeah.
And so the first time you fly in there, it's kind of crazy because you just see the water getting closer and closer and closer. And then you think, well, what are we landing in the water? And then almost before you even see that you're on land, you've hit the ground.
Yeah. Honolulu's like that too. Cause I took a trip to Honolulu for a college trip. And we have that 6 hour flight. And you just all of a sudden you're descending, and you're like, okay, we're flying, we're flying,
to where?
We're flying, we're going down, we're going down, boom! Oh, we're on the land. Oh, it's actually a makeshift island that they built the runway on, I think. So,
oh wow!
So yeah, you don't really see anything. If you're on one side of the plane, you can see the island. If you're on the other side, pay attention to the other side if you can. I wasn't done with the LA. I mean,
oh yeah.
Oh man, when we flew in there, we finally landed, and then we had a taxi back to wherever. And then the captain came on the plane and said, "There's no gates open, so we have to park in a maintenance area." They had to shuttle us back to the terminal, and it's a packed plane, probably about 250 people. Trying to find a flight to get back to Denver. So we actually had to stay the next day in a terrible motel in a questionable part of LA, which the fire alarm went off later that day.
Most of LA is questionable.
Right. So that's probably the worst flying trip I've had. So.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Well, this flight, I don't know if it counts as anybody's worst flight, but Allegiant Air.
Problem number one.
There was a flight. Do you know something about Allegiant Air?
Allegiant is, from my understanding, because I kind of read aviation articles every now and again.
Right.
And it's one of the airlines that are not really their maintenance is not up to par. Sometimes they use old planes, right. And there's been cases where the pilot just refused to fly the plane because, in his judgment, was not flyable.
Wow.
So,
well, this one, it ended up had a malfunctioning cooling valve. Mm. So the flight took off from St. Petersburg, Florida, and was forced and was heading towards Indiana, somewhere in Indiana, mm-hmm. and was forced to interrupt the flight and return to St. Petersburg after the air conditioning failed. Mm-hmm. Four passengers were treated for heat-related issues.
Mm.
And the FAA, I thought this was interesting, does not require airlines to keep the cabin at certain temperatures. It's entirely up to the airline.
Mm.
Really?
So, yeah. And I actually flew on a flight from... Where was it? It might have been Georgia, from Atlanta to Oakland, San Francisco or Oakland.
A long flight.
It was a packed flight.
Yeah.
And they swore, the stewardesses got on the overhead speakers and swore that the AC was cranked as high as it could go, but everybody was just sweating like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like it was on at all. Mm. And that was pretty terrible. Of course, the pilot didn't say, "Oh, you poor sweaty people," and turned around the plane, but...
Mm.
That was pretty awful.
All right. Next up, Invisible by U2. U2 with Invisible and Off on a Tangent. Thank you for joining us on our little bonus time.
Bonus round.
Right.
Of Off on a Tangent.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going. I think it's going all right so far.
It's going all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, so. We don't really feel like we're struggling to fill the time or anything.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
But we got more news stories.
So. Yeah, yeah. And I apologize about that news story about the airline. That was just kind of a bummer. Here's a more fun. This is still about airlines, but this is a little more fun. Apparently, okay, first of all, let's start with the problem of the fact that there is a rapper who goes by the name Schoolboy Q.
Right.
I don't. Okay. So I don't understand rap at all. That's just like not part of. I didn't grow up with it. I don't. I fully admit I don't really understand it. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. What I have a problem with are the names that people pick up for their rap names.
Yeah.
I really don't get that, and they seem like very insubstantial. I mean, maybe their lyrics are full of rich meaning. I don't know, but they have these names.
Mm-hmm.
Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, they might as well just use their regular name.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So what about Schoolboy Q? Yeah.
Okay, well, his regular name is Quincy Matthew Hanley.
Yeah, I would go Schoolboy Q.
At least the Q is like actually relevant to his name.
Yeah. Well, Quincy could just be good enough.
Quincy, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Quincy.
Quincy the Schoolboy.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't really
happen. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so he jumped on Twitter and sent a message to United Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to read this verbatim as much as you can on Twitter. You guys are idiots. Being the letter R, of course. Uh-huh. And then in all caps, how you put my dog on the wrong flight. So, apparently, he was traveling with his dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see what the breed of dog was. Yeah. But apparently, the dog is named Yerndamin.
Okay.
Yerndamin.
Okay.
See, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, it just looks illiterate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that.
Okay.
So he was traveling with his dog from Missouri to Burbank, California.
Okay.
And he arrived in Burbank and was handed a dog that was not his.
Oh no.
And his dog was waiting for him in Chicago instead.
Oh boy.
How do you get that mixed up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the wrong tag slapped on it. Mm-hmm. You always see them put the tags on, you know, right in front of you, and then they put the. I mean, I don't know if that's what they do with the dogs. Do they just put a sticker on the dog box and throw it on the thing?
Everything
is
just so computerized, you know. Maybe it's just, you know, when the baggies go and they just kind of have like lasers that kind of read the
scanners.
Tag, the scanners, yeah. And they kind of read the scanner wrong. It happens sometimes where it reads the barcode wrong and it opens up the gate to the plane going to Chicago instead of the one going to California.
I'm totally picturing right now the dogs going with the luggage.
Yeah.
On the entire time.
Or if they're treated like the luggage. They're just, the kennels are just thrown
just
in
thrown
there.
In there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You guys have seen that, right? The guys just throw them in.
Yeah.
They don't put them in nicely.
Yeah, they have to go fast. They have to work as fast as they possibly can.
Right.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that, but I was, when I traveled with my youth orchestra years when I was in high school years ago, so people have to check their musical instruments, some of them. But these people, the luggage handlers, and there's, you know, fragile, and, you know, these are big, heavy cases with don't, you know, be really careful. And they're just tossing them left and right.
Yeah.
And, it was really horrifying to see musical instruments being treated that way.
Yeah, that's why you bought a separate ticket for your instrument, right?
Yes, I have never, except for that flight, actually.
Oh, no.
That trip, we all checked our instruments because there were so many of us.
Yeah.
When I travel with the cello, it sits next to me, which apparently Southwest at least does not allow anymore.
Oh, really?
Specifically does not allow cellos. So I guess I'm not flying them.
Specifically cellos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the double bass?
No.
Because those are like 7 feet tall, right?
No, you have to check those.
Yeah.
In fact, on that trip, the double basses were packed into cases that were so large that the adults who had to wrangle the cases would refer to it as the coffin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely fit at least one, maybe two people in those.
Wow.
Because they're basically made out of plywood.
Yeah.
I mean, they're massive and heavy. Mm-hmm. So, with Schoolboy Q, I have to say, I am somewhat impressed that he did not bring the dog onto the plane with him, claiming some kind of mental health need to have the dog with him.
Can they do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have to get a doctor's note, and then they insist that they can. And actually, you don't need a doctor's note if the dog will fit under the under the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the requirement.
Put all dogs and laptops underneath your seat. We're approaching your... preparing to land.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that. You know, all the old ladies with the little yappy type dogs. And sorry, I don't mean to be insulting about that, but that's the demographic of bringing dogs on planes.
Right. And there's no,
Jim's not paying attention to censor me, so I'll take
advantage. I'm doing the whole
producer
thing over here. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But you know, the store I work at, they basically allow any kind of animal in.
Right.
And there's only two people that are allowed to question that. You know, like, is this a service animal? There's only two people that are allowed to do that. Managers and the people that work the front doors. So,
right.
Other than that, I can't say anything like, why do you have a rabbit here? You know,
right.
Why'd you bring your squirrel?
What about like a Komodo dragon?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
I want to get one now.
Yeah, you can.
Bring it into a Walmart.
If it's considered a quote-unquote service
animal,
you know, and that could be a cat. I've seen a cat where I work.
Monkey?
Yeah.
No, but
why
I'm
not?
Sure. Because
they could do things.
This is Seward at work. But
there aren't a lot of monkeys in Seward.
No. But I'm sure they've had, you know, people brought them in. You know, I think parrots.
At other stores or something.
Yeah, so.
Parrots,
doesn't matter. So
yeah. The whole advent of like animals as a therapeutic thing, which I mean that's perfectly legitimate and everything,
yeah,
but
it is.
It's really just opened the floodgates of any animal that is remotely could be remotely calming to a person.
Yeah,
ends up being the default doctor's note to do whatever you want.
Yeah. I don't want to question.
Do they clean it when they bring a parrot into the store? Do they bring napkins to clean up after it, or do they just leave it on the floor? And
okay,
probably
so
the latter.
I have an answer for that.
How do you know this?
Because I know someone who
has a service animal parrot.
Has birds. Well, a bird now. And
what happened to the other ones? Did they eat them?
No. They were given away. But they have now made, and this has been around for a while, they've made bird diapers.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
That sounds pathetic.
So it's like, if I remember right, it straps around the wing and then it sits at
there's
their...
shoulder straps on the parrot diaper?
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
Oh, man.
So anyways, yeah. Then this little pouch sits underneath them, and you keep reusing these little pockets, and then
what do you mean you keep reusing these pockets?
Well, what you put inside are like those circular makeup removers.
Unbelievable.
They're like little cloth circular pieces.
Yeah, or
and they stick
or
that
like,
on the inside. That's what you replace, and then you keep reusing the pouch over and over again.
Oh, look at that. It's like a little apron they're wearing.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cute. I got a picture. I showed
so
pictures
yes,
of it.
That does exist. So, yes, they could go into a public place without having to make any mess.
Adam, you
got to
post that picture on the Facebook page.
I think
page.
I have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll post that here after a bit.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe that.
So.
Hey, when you're an avid bird lover, that's kind of important because they are messy.
That's like strapping a breast leak pad onto your bird. I mean that's like the redneck version, right? Take a breast pad and duct
know.
Tape and
I
wrap it
know.
Around the bird. Adam doesn't know anything about this because he doesn't have kids yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Right? Yeah.
Yet. We'll just say yet.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Yeah, there are no kids.
Oh, okay.
There are no kids.
I'm speechless over here.
What do we do?
So that's what happens. So that's what happens when you stop paying attention, Jim.
What? We go off the rails.
Yep.
Off on a tangent.
Oh, there's that. Not good.
I'd want a new story.
A sweeter song has never been heard on this show. I think
my youngest loves this song. By the way,
everyone loves this song.
She was singing it earlier today.
Really?
Or
nice.
Trying to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is "That's the Way" by the Kit Kats.
Yeah. Yep.
Our lovely outdoor song. So, those of you out there in Radio Land, if you want more of this show, you can go to the archive at thecross957.org and listen to previous shows. You can get a hold of us where?
offonatangentradio@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/offonatangentradio.
Offonatangentradio. Yes. Got to add that radio at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so whatever the
something
Twitter
on Twitter.
Feed.
Yeah, yeah, David's not here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Without David, we're kind of lost with Twitter. Yeah, so. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for bearing with us.
The extended edition.
Right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Good night.